Big Podcast Daily. Today, Friday, October 9th. This is not the podcast that you're looking for. If you're looking for marketing information, how to grow your podcast, how to spread your message, how to get a bigger audience, for that, you want Build a Big Podcast. Just put up a new episode. And that is at bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Again, Friday, October 9th. 1 year older today, Jackson Brown, he's 72. Sharon Osborne, 68. Scott Bakula. Bakula? I don't know these celebrities. This is why I'm doing this. 66. John O'Hurley from Seinfeld, 60. Seinfeld. John O'Hurley from Seinfeld, 66. Brandon Routh, DC Legends of Tomorrow, 41. $1 million or your pet. If you could have $1 million or your pet, which would you take? 100 men and women were asked that question. 90% of women said there's no way that they would trade their pet for $1 million. In other words, only 10% would take the cash. 10% of men said they'd keep theirs over the $1 million jackpot. So would you do it? I got a great dog. I don't think so. But you never know when there's $1 million in front of you. I think it's nice to think about. I guess it would depend on your situation, right? News attack. Scientists found that the actual chemical responsible for a distance runner's high is the same chemical that's responsible for a pot smoker's high. You ready for the punchline? Here we go. But runners then shower, get dressed, and go to work. Here's a topic. This is something you can do on Facebook. You could do it on Twitter. You do it directly from your podcast if you want to. Do you buy extra Halloween candy for yourself? A survey asked, when buying Halloween candy, do you buy extra for yourself? Just over 1 in 4 of respondents replied yes. Get on the subject. I don't know what that means. Sometimes this thing is edited wrong. Okay, here we go. Get on the subject. It'll lead you to talk about eating all the candy and having to buy more before Halloween. Whether or not you should buy good candy, like mini Snickers bars, that's a suggestion, or bad candy, hard candy, etc. I'm not buying any candy this year. This is part of it. I'm not expecting a lot of trick-or-treaters, and I don't want to participate just due to coronavirus. But yeah, I get the stuff that I like, and then I eat it. Wacky but true. Guy wants to name his kid at the app symbol. Father in central China was refused permission to name his son the at sign. Majority of Americans believe they've seen a ghost. From seeing ghost children with jet black eyes to experiencing otherworldly green flashes to witnessing the TV mysteriously flicker on and off. A Halloween study found that most people have a stronger connection to the paranormal than one might think. Just over 60% of people admit to having seen a ghost in their lifetime. 1 in 3 people have either lived or stayed in a house they felt was haunted. The study also identified Americans' top 10 fears as snakes, spiders, sharks, drowning, heights, public speaking, failure, bees, cramped spaces, and rejection. This is interesting. I saw something on social media. It was funny. I think it was a TikTok video, and I'm not on TikTok, but somebody had swiped it, and it said, my kids are playing Ouija in the next room or upstairs, and this guy was at the fuse box and turned the light off, and you hear the girls screaming. And then you kept flicking it back and forth. I used to work in a convent. It was a former convent. It was an office building when I had it, and I worked in the principal's office, and it was really interesting. I would be there and sometimes in the middle of the night, and I would work late, you know, music industry and things. You could hear the creaking. It sounded like gym shoes on the floor, like, you know, like kids running. I don't know. Maybe it was the building settling or something like that, but yeah, an interesting place. Haunted, maybe not. I didn't get too freaked out, but this was the place where I guess there had been a school there. Nuns had lived there. That's why I call it a convent. I don't know. It's interesting. Interesting building. Dwayne The Rock Johnson reaches Instagram milestone. On Thursday, just yesterday, Dwayne Johnson took to Instagram to announce that he is now the most followed man in the world, with over 200 million followers on Instagram and over 300 million followers across all his social media platforms. The Rock dressed for the momentous occasion in a white button-down shirt and black bow tie while holding a chilled bottle of tequila. This is a weird Rock connection. He was in high school in Nashville at the same time I was, a different high school than I went to. But he was there like maybe a year or two. Came in and then left, but was playing football. And a lot of people have Rock stories around here, or Dwayne Johnson, as he was known. Pumpkin advice. Here's a real simple lesson for finding the perfect Halloween pumpkin. Thump it with your finger. If you hear it thump back, it's haunted. All right, here we go. Poddex question of the episode. If you could send a message to the entire world, what would you say in 30 seconds? That's it. Go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe. I can help you start a podcast. I don't know. I take that very seriously. I don't believe that I know what's right for everybody. So I think I would, maybe I'm being more responsible. I think a lot of people will probably think, oh, you gotta tell them to find Jesus or whatever your philosophy is. No, you don't. You don't know what's right for everybody. So I don't know what I would do for that. But for you, I do know. And that is what I just said. It was go to bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Subscribe to the real podcast, Build a Big Podcast, not just me practicing reading or thinking on the fly, but actually to do something that would benefit you, which is how to grow your audience, spread your message, make more money with that message, get customers, get clients, get people excited about what you're doing. That's at bigpodcast.com/subscribe. Thank you for listening. I'm here every day, and I'll see you tomorrow.